Chapter 3. The Fourth Car. The train had been switched off the main track into a rail yard. There were dozens of other trains there, too.
It looks like a train parking lot, Violet said.
Which is the one we want?
Benny wondered.
There are so many.
Number 16, Henry reminded them, and soon they found it. A heavy-set man with a bucket and a mop was washing the outside of one of the passenger cars.
Hi there, he said. You didn't get off at the wrong stop, did you?
Henry said, No, we live here in Greenfield. We were just wondering if we could take a quick look through this train. The man put down his mop and leaned against it.
Did you lose something?
He took a handkerchief from the back pocket of his overalls and patted his sweaty face.
Yes, Benny said. A whole person.
Henry explained the situation. When he was finished, he said, So we'd like to search the train for clues, and we thought we should ask if it was okay first.
Well, it's fine with me, I guess, the man said. I'm just about to clean it out.
We could help, Violet suggested. Since we have to go through it anyway,
Jesse added.
Sure, that's fine with me. My name's Pete, by the way.
He shook hands with all the Aldens, who introduced themselves in turn.
Sure, I'll take any help I can get. Here.
He leaned down and grabbed 4 plastic garbage bags.
One bag for each of you. Have fun.
Thanks, Pete, Henry said. The children stepped onto the first of the 4 passenger cars. The deserted train was a bit eerie inside, even with the sunlight slanting in. Through the door at the other end, they could see clear through to the next car, and then the one after that.
Kind of creepy, Violet commented.
Yeah, Henry agreed. You never imagine a train being empty. Anyway, let's get on with our search. Jesse and I will look high, you and Benny look low. We'll go one seat at a time. The Aldens went slowly and carefully. In the first 2 cars, they found abandoned newspapers, soda cans, pens, and candy wrappers. It wasn't until they reached the back of the 3rd car that they came across something that might be considered a clue. A copy of The Secret of the Pyramids. It was Gilbert Finch's 5th book, set in the ancient ruins of Egypt.
Wow, look at this!
Benny cried out, when he spotted it hidden underneath the very last seat. He handed it to Jesse, who examined it.
Would he actually read a copy of his own book? She wondered.
Maybe he was planning to talk about it at the library, Violet suggested.
Jesse pulled the cover back and saw something scrawled at the top of the very first page. Property of Mrs. Alice Blake.
Alice Blake? Henry said. Why does that name sound familiar?
She lives 2 blocks from us, Violet replied. Remember? She's that nice woman who always gives out great candy on Halloween.
I remember her,
Benny said quickly. Jesse shook her head.
Of course you do. When there's food involved, you never forget, do you?
Never,
Benny said proudly.
I've heard that a lot of adults like Mr. Finch's books, too, Henry said. That must be why she was reading this.
Jesse sighed.
So I guess this isn't much of a clue after all.
No, I guess not, Henry told her. But we should return it to Mrs. Blake.
Okay, we'll stop by her house later.
She slipped the book into the back pocket of her jeans.
Let's go to the next car.
They opened the door to the 4th car, which was also the last. Unlike the other cars, this one was very dark because the shades were drawn, and there was an unusual odor in the air.
What's that smell? Violet said. It's like some kind of medicine.
Jesse sniffed.
You know something? It's kind of familiar.
It is?
Violet replied.
Uh-huh. It's...
She sniffed again.
Oh, I can't remember, but I'm sure I've smelled it before.
Henry said,
I was thinking the same thing, Jesse. Let's search the car and see if we can find out where the smell's coming from.
Violet slid a few of the shades back to let in more light. As she did, the children noticed something unusual.
Hey, there's no trash in here,
Benny said.
It looks as if somebody already cleaned this car.
Could Pete have done it?
Violet wondered.
Maybe he was in here before.
We'll ask when we're done, Jesse said.
Henry saw something lying in the first seat. He reached over and grabbed it.
If someone did clean out this car already, they missed this.
He held up a shiny silver wrapper.
It's from a granola bar.
He slipped it into his trash bag. The Aldens went through the seats one by one, but the remainder of the car was just as Benny had suggested, spotlessly clean. They did notice, however, that the peculiar odor they smelled earlier became a little bit stronger as they moved toward the back.
I don't see anything else in here, Jesse said. We should go.
They stepped back outside and found Pete again. He had moved to another train and was giving it a good wash. The children sat down their trash bags. Each was about half full and neatly knotted.
Thanks so much, said Pete. Did you find any clues?
Jessie took the book from her pocket and held it up.
We found one of Mr. Finch's books, but it looks as though it belongs to one of our neighbors. Her name is written inside.
That doesn't sound like much of a clue, Pete commented.
No, Henry said. That's what we thought. And there wasn't even any litter in the fourth car.
That's because it was closed during the trip, Pete told him.
Closed? Jessie asked.
There weren't enough passengers. Sometimes the conductors will do that. If they don't have enough passengers to fill all the cars, they'll close some of them. It's easier for them. It also makes it easier for me, because I have fewer cars to clean afterwards.
Is there any reason there'd be an odd smell in the fourth car? Henry asked.
Then he described the strange odor. Pete thought for a moment before shaking his head.
Nope, but I'll have to check it out if it's that bad.
Henry looked at the others, then said,
Okay, well, thanks very much for your help, Pete.
And thanks for letting us search the train, Jesse added.
No problem, Pete said,
shaking all their hands again.
If I can do anything else, just let me know.
As they began walking back to the library, Jesse said,
Based on what we found, it doesn't seem as though Mr. Finch was on the train.
But we know he was on it, Violet pointed out. Remember, he called the library to say he was getting on the train.
So where'd he go?
Benny wondered. No one had an answer.